This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tony Holley joins us from the Community Foundation. You can go to MaconCountyGives.org to find out about the organization. Tony, how's it going? How's your Tuesday so far?
You know, it's a beautiful day I got this morning, and I'm thinking, this is how summer should be every day.
I think it should be this way year-round. Absolutely. All right, what's going on with you guys this week?
Well, you know, it was a busy weekend. We took the YLI group up to Chicago and got to hang with them. And you know, when they say youth-led, very much a youth-led experience, but in a really good way. It was exciting to see the kids. We got to meet Lieutenant Governor Stratton and talk to her and ask her some questions. Got to see the sights in downtown Chicago and Michigan Avenue. Got to go to the Starbucks Reserve and really just spend a little time with the kids and the Governor's Cup, of course, and meet some really impressive people. So that's how my week kind of ended, and we jumped right back to work on Monday, and we're doing our KITS program right now. So,
all right, and what is that?
KITS is Kids in Transition to School, and it's set up to build success and early learning for kids in pre-K through second grade. It's led up by Karen Mayer. It's a grant-funded program. Karen works over for DPS at Richland and Baum, helps out with all their pre-K early development stuff, and it's really set up for co-teaching with parents and kids and just setting up kids for success as they learn developmental skills.
All right, so how long have you been here? You're going to give me an answer, and I mean, you could say 2 years and 2 months, and I'd probably believe both because we're in this weird time warp. How long have you been on the ground here with the Community Foundation?
You know, we're heading into my fifth month.
Okay.
So it seems like a year, and then it seems like yesterday. So we're really hitting the ground running.
All right, what have you learned so far? What have you found out about the not only the foundation but the community, the people you're working with? You know, what's your takeaway?
You know, I think from an outsider's perspective, finding out that, you know, this community really has amazing people. You know, all these programs are funded by donors. So when you find out and you get to actually meet the people who are investing in the community's future, it just gives you goosebumps to think that you lived in this community all your life and all these people have been around you and probably helped you in ways you didn't know and now are still helping other people.
You know, we have so many tremendous resources here, Tony, and I don't know what the magic answer is, but there's still a lot of people that aren't aware of the resources. I don't know how we connect those dots.
No, and I think, you know, we're doing a good job of lifting up the community, but there's obviously, we don't have unlimited resources. There's obviously got to be other ways to help, and I just encourage people to look for those things. We get phone calls for so many different things, and you want to help everybody. I wish my job was just printing money and handing it out, but that's not the solution either. We need to address the root cause of some of the problems and address those.
All right, what's up next for you?
Well, we're coming up on the Impact 100 grant, so just when I think I get a little bit of a break, we jump right back into handing out money, which is always a good thing, and we're going to announce that the first of next month.
All right. I saw a great picture from some of the young leaders in action. They were at the Rotary Club being recognized. How cool has it been to see this kind of Governor's Cup tour, you know, as they make their way around the community and get acknowledged by the grown-ups? And in some ways, these kids have been the most grown-up people in our entire community throughout this pandemic.
You know, they really are an amazing group of young people, and I don't say that lightly. These kids are, you know, hanging out with them for a full 48 hours on Thursday and Friday of last week and being in Chicago with them, you would think that's just a stressful nightmare, but it was really fun. The kids are appreciative. We're going around with a cup. We've got it in a box. It felt like holding the Stanley's Cup. You know, you're showing it to people. You're taking selfies with it. And they're just an impressive group. And you just get that vibe when adults meet them. They just can't believe that these are high school students that they're talking to because the questions are so poignant and they're so passionate about what they do. So it's a great program. I'm looking forward to seeing what they continue doing. I'm waiting for the break, but I'm going to go along for the ride wherever they want to go.
All right, Tony, have a great day. We appreciate it, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Or not first thing tomorrow morning, first thing next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yep.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.